Okay, today's daf is Brachot, daf Samach Dalad, the last daf in Masechet Brachot. Today is the Siyum. We're in the middle of Samach Gimel Amud Bet, Tanur Rabbanan. Kshenichlesu Rabbeinu, Lekerem B'Yavne, Ayusham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Elezer, Beno, Shabbi Yossi, Aglili. So, a number of rabbis are sitting together in Kerem B'Yavne, but to speak about Torah. Pitzchu Kula, Mechvod Achsanya, Vidarshu. So they started speaking about the kavod, the honor that is warranted by someone who takes in Torah scholars. And they darshan the following psukim. Patach Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Medabrim. And Rabbi Yehuda, the one who would always speak first, opened as follows. Bechol makom, meaning he spoke first in any place. Bechavod Torah, and he spoke with the matter of the honor warranted to Torah. Vidarash, and he darshan as follows. Moshe yikach et ha'ohel v'note lo michutz lemachane. The Moshe took the tent, and he put it mechutz lemachane, outside the camp of Klal Yisrael. This was after Cheta Egel, that he removed the Ohel Moed from Klal Yisrael. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. Now, can we not make a kal v'chomer? Uma Aron Hashem shelo yam meruchak ele 12 mil, Amra Torah v'yakom v'akshe Hashem yotze el Ohel Moed. The Aron Kodesh, which was only 12 mil outside the camp of Klal Yisrael. Anyone who went to go to the Ohel Moed in order to learn Torah, the Torah called them a mevakesh Hashem, someone who sought after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamid Chacham Sholchem Meir Leir Medina Medina Lema Torah Al Chadakam Vakama. The Tamid Chachamim who go from city to city and from state to state, just seeking out the words of Torah, much further than Shtem Sreim Mil. That all the more so they are mevakesh Hashem. V'Dvar Hashem El Moshe V'Diber Hashem El Moshe Panim El Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe face to face. Amar Yitzchak Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Moshe Ani V'Ata Nazbir Panim Be'Alacha. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe face to face? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that no one is allowed to see my face, or no one can see my face and live, and therefore how did Moshe speak to him face to face? Rather, it's metaphoric. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we will explain the facets of halacha to each other. Ikad Amri, kach Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le Moshe, kashim shani yizbarati lecha panim, kach ta yizbir panim li Yisrael, vechzer ha'ohel imkomo. Alternatively, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, just like I explain the different facets of halacha to you, Moshe, you need to explain that to Klal Yisrael. And how do you do that? Well, you have to bring the Ohel Moed back into the Machane, because just like I need to be explaining it to you with kindness and affection in order for you to be mekabel it properly from me, you need to do that for Klal Yisrael. But if you're outside the Machane, then they're going to think you're still mad at them for Cheta Egel, and they're not going to properly receive the Torah from you. V'shev el ha-Machane, return to the Machane. The Gomer, Amar Bibao, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Achshav Yomer Rav Kas V'Talmid Kas Yisrael Mateh Aleim. Now that you're outside of Machane Yisrael and you haven't yet returned after Cheta Egel, what are Klal Yisrael going to say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mad and his Talmid Moshe is mad. What's going to be with us? We have no leader. We have no hope. Im Tam Chzira Olam Koma Mutav. Right? So if you return the Ohel Moed, that's fine. That's what you need to do. V'im Lav Yeshua Ben Nun Talmidcha Misharei Tachdecha. Right? And if not, then Yeshua Ben Nun will officially take over for you, because this is no way to you can't lead Klal Yisrael out of anger. You can't let them think that you're mad at them. V'hainu Dichti V'Shev El Machane. And that's what it's written, that you have to go back to the Machane Yisrael. Amar Rava Af Al Pi Chen Lo Yatzad Ever Levatolish and Amar Mishato Yeshua Ben Nun Naar Lo Yamish Mitocha Ohel. Right, and even so, because this was said, even though Moshe then returned his tent to Machane Yisrael, still that statement that Yeshua was going to take over for you, that wasn't canceled out entirely, and that's what we see, that Yeshua Ben Nun took over for Moshe Rabbeinu. V'Oh Patach Rabbi Yehuda B'Chavod Torah. Rabbi Yehuda also opened up with kavod for the Torah and said as follows: "Vidarash hasket v'shma Yisrael." Right, to be silent and listen, O Israel. Hayom zeh niyata la'am. On this day you became a nation. V'chivato hayom natnat Torah l'Yisrael. Right. But 1 second. This is the day that you became a nation and received the Torah. V'halo oto yom sof arba'im shana haya. This was at the end of the forty years in the Midbar. How is it they're just being said, oh, on this day you received the Torah and became a nation? They had received it 39 years prior. To tell you that the Torah, by those who learn it, need to be precious to them, like it was the day they received it from Har Sinai. Meaning every single day you learn Torah, learn it as if it's the first day. Can you imagine if we were all at Har Sinai, we all just received the Torah, how we would be so excited to engage in it, so excited to learn the Torah. There's no way we would miss the first day of Matan Torah, right? The first day of Matan Torah, of course, that would be the first thing on our schedule. ritual. Before you do anything you need to do, just sit and learn Torah. What an unbelievable opportunity. So if you treat the Torah like every day is the first day that you received it, that's how Torah scholars treat the Torah. That a person should read Kriyat Shema with the same perspective, that it's like the first time they ever got to do it, like they just received the Torah from Har Sinai. And if you miss even one day, it's like you never read it. Really, if you miss even one day, it's like you never read it. How does that work? Well, because if you honestly felt like this was the first day that you received the Torah, and you would never miss the first day that you received the Torah. In which case, to miss any day is tantamount to missing the first day. It's like you never read it at all. Hasket asu katot katot. Right? So, the letters chaf and tet at the end of this of the word hasket are a reference to katot, meaning small groups. Vaskuba Torah, meaning you need to be engaged in Torah in small groups. L'vishayana Torah nikna ela b'chabura, because you can't learn Torah properly and acquire Torah properly by doing it alone. You have to be with other people. Rabbi Yosi bar b'chanina, Damar Rabbi Yosi bar b'chanina, ma'idichtiv cherev al habadim no alu. What does it mean that which is written a sword onto those who are alone, or el habadim, those who a sword to those who do it alone, vino alu cherev al sonem shel talmidei chachamim, a sword goes upon the Torah scholars, sheyoshvim bad bebad v'oskim Torah, who sit and learn Torah alone, meaning it's damaging to them, it's destructive like a sword when they learn Torah alone individually, v'lo od, and furthermore ela. Meaning they're becoming foolish, right? Right? How do you know that they're also becoming foolish by learning Torah alone? It's written by learning Torah bad bibad, that the sword attacks you. Vino alu. And where else do we see that word vino alu? We see it by Miriam and Aaron, when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, she asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive her because of the foolish thing that she did. In which case, we learn from that word that this is foolishness. So not only is it destructive to learn Torah alone, but it also makes you foolish. V'lo od ela shechotim. And furthermore, it's also a sin to learn alone. Shneamar basher chatanu, because the continuation of Miriam's words after saying that it was foolish what she did, she says, and we sin. So we see the association of sin and the no'alu. The no'alu, which is written by learning Torah alone. Alone, it is destructive, it is foolish, and you're called a sinner to learn Torah alone as opposed to with other people. Ibait Ema Malcha. Alternatively, you can learn from here. No ale share sare tzion, right? This is talking about the Mitzrim. This is talking about the Mitzrim, and the continuation of the Pasuk is mentioned in conjunction with their foolishness and how they were led astray. So similarly, we see the word Vino Alu associated with the foolishness of the Mitzrim. Davar Acher, and alternatively, Hasket Vishma Yisrael. What do we learn from the words Hasket Vishma Yisrael? Katu Atzmechem Al Divrei Torah. Basically, kind of like hurt yourself or break yourself over the words of Torah. Really, meaning just push yourself harder and harder and further than you ever thought possible. Literally break yourself on learning Torah. How do you know the words of Torah are only maintained within someone who literally, not literally, figuratively, kills himself over it, pushes himself harder than he ever thought possible, and gives all of his energy toward it. As it says explicitly, this is the Torah. Someone who dies in a tent. Meaning, who is the Torah? Who can the Torah be found with? Someone who kills himself in the tent, right? The tent is the Beit Midrash, we see by Yaakov Avinu, right? So someone who gives up all of his energy above and beyond for Torah, that's where you're going to find the Torah. Right, first you have to be silent and learn Torah. Just be quiet, learn the Torah, hear what it has to say, know what you're talking about, and then start analyzing, and then start getting into things, right? Because if you start analyzing before you even know what it's talking about, you could be building a whole mahalach that's rejected in the next pasuk, right? Know what the Torah says, know what you're talking about, and then really get into the pilpulim. Right, as Rava says, first learn Torah and then get into the depths and then start analyzing. Amri debe Rabbi Anai, my dichtiv ki mitz chalav yotzi chema. Okay, so we have a little bit of a difficulty breaking down these psukim. Ki mitz chalav yotzi chema. The difficulty is how exactly we're translating mitz here. It kind of seems to like produce from something else, or to give, or when something gives off the something else. Mitz chalav yotzechema, someone who pulls out cream, umitz af yotze dam, and someone who pulls out from the nose blood, umitz apayim yotze riv, and someone who pulls out from the anger will produce anger, fighting or argument, right? So those are kind of a very, very loose translation of the actual psukim, and now we're going to see what exactly we're talking about. Who do you find, like, the cream of Torah, the highest product that milk can produce? Someone who spits out the milk that he nursed from his mother, meaning someone who leaves aside his childhood pleasures in order to pursue Torah. That's who you're going to find the cream of the crop with. And someone who, this pasuk is a reference to someone who rejects or pushes off the anger that his rabbi has toward him in order to be mekabel his tochacha. His rabbi is mad at him for whatever he's doing, and instead of responding to his rabbi with anger, how dare you yell at me, or say, well, I'm leaving this yeshiva, right? You accept his musr, you accept his rebuke. If you do that, right, where you kind of like push off his anger, then you'll be zoche to dam. And what's dam? Being able to distinguish between dam that is tame and dam that is tahor, which is a very, very complex area of halacha. Umitz apayim yotzi riv, kol tamid shekoes alav rabo pam rishona v'shniya v'shotek. So a talmid who his rabbi is upset with him twice, and he's still able to kind of put his ego aside and not be upset with his rabbi or not be offended by his rabbi who's chastising him twice. So zoche la'avchin bein dinei mamon l'dinei nefashot. This person will be zoche to riv, and riv is a reference to argument between two people, which is dinei mamon and dinei nefashot, right? Which is like the fights that can happen to people over property or over killing one another, right? So if you learn from your rabbi and you're someone who kind of puts his ego aside and takes the musr of your rabbi even twice, not just the first time, but twice you put up with his anger toward you, then you'll be a greater Torah scholar, someone who's going to understand the monetary laws and the laws of dinei nefashot. Etan Rabbi Shmuel Omer Harot Sheshiachim Yasok B'dinei Mamonot. As Rabbi Shmuel said, someone who really wants to become wise, he should engage in dinei mamonot, monetary law. She'en l'cha miktzo b'torah yoter me'en she'en kimayan anovea. Right, because you have no more abundant area of Talmud Torah than Dinei Mamonot. It's like an overflowing wellspring. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Mai Dichtiv Im Nivalta Behitnaseh Im Zamot Yad Lepeh Kol Menavel Atzmo Al Divrei Torah Sofo Lehitnaseh Im Zamam Yad Lepeh. So what does this pasuk mean? It means that im navalt kol hamenavel atzmo divrei Torah, someone who kind of embarrasses himself from divrei Torah by just asking so many questions and showing people that your rabbi's giving a shiur. I have this question, I have that question. You don't understand, so it might be a little bit embarrassing. But ultimately, if you ask those questions, then sofo lidnase, eventually you'll be exalted and you'll know what you're talking about. You'll be a great Torah scholar. But if you don't ask because you're worried about your kavod, you don't want people to think you didn't understand, ultimately your hand's going to be over your mouth. You're not going to know what to say. You're not going to know how to speak Torah because you didn't ask whenever you didn't understand. Patach Rabbi Nechemia b'chvod achsanya. So Rabbi Nechemia opened up with the honor of those who host people who host Talmid Chachamim in their houses. V'darash, and he learned out as follows: Ma'i dichti v'yomer Shaul el hakeni lechu suru radu mitoch amaleki pen osifcha imo. So Shaul said to the Kani, the descendants of Yitro, just separate yourself from Amalek because we don't want to hurt you. You did chesed to Klal Yisrael, right? Yitro, your ancestor did chesed with Moshe, and therefore we don't want to hurt you. So separate yourself from Amalek. It's really a kal v'chomer. Yitro, he did chesed with Moshe, but only for his own kavod, right? He wanted the kavod that came along with being seen as close to Moshe. And still, this is the reward that his descendants see. All the more so, someone who is hosting a Talmud Chacham in his house and giving him food and giving him a place to stay, which is not for his own kavod, it's for the kavod of the Torah, it's for the kavod of the Talmud Chacham, all the more so, you can only imagine what his reward will be like. Pitcho Rabbi Yossi b'chavod asanya. So Rabbi Yossi speaks about the honor deserving of someone who hosts Talmud Chacham in his house. V'darech, lo titayv edomi ki achecha hu. Right? Do not hate the Edomites because they're your brother. Lo titayv mitzri ki gera yita b'arzo. And don't hate the mitzri because one day you were once a stranger benefiting from their land. V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. And isn't it a kal v'chomer? Ma mitzrim shelo kirvu et Yisrael el tzorach atzman. The Mitzrim only invited Klal Yisrael in for their own benefit. Shenemar v'yimidata v'yesh ba'am anshei chayel v'samdam sarei mikne. Al Asher Li. Power told Yosef, if you know anyone, an able-bodied person, then let them watch over the flocks for me. So he really only invited us in for his own benefit. So someone who hosts Talmud Chacham in his house, who's not doing this for his own benefit, he's doing it for the Talmud Chacham's benefit, all the more so his reward will be great. So Rabbi ben Oshel Yosi also spoke about the honor deserving of someone who hosts Talmud Chacham in his house. So Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed Oved Edom, Bavur Aron Elokim, because he properly respected the Aron of God when it was the Aron of Hashem, the Ark of Hashem when it was in his property. Veludram Kavachomer. And isn't the Kavachomer? Ma Aron Shelo Achal Veshata Ela Kibed Virachat Lefanav. The Aron of Hashem, when it was by Oved Edom, he didn't feed it, he didn't need to give anything. He just kept upkeep, right? So it wouldn't become too dusty. Amrech Lamed Chacham Betoch Beito Machilo Mashkeo Maneo Menechasa Valachar Kam Vekama. Someone who actually hosts a Talmud Chacham in his house and gives him food and gives him water, which is so much more effort that you're putting into hosting a Talmud Chacham, even more so you're gonna have a great bracha. Mahi bracha shebarchu. And what's the bracha that Oved Edom got? Am Rabbi Huda bar Zveda zo chamot v'chet kaloteya. Right, this is chamot and his eight daughters-in-law, Sheyalu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echad, who all had six children, Shemar Pa'alti Hashmini, as it's written, Pa'alti, who was the eighth of the children. So he had eight children and eight daughters-in-law. V'chtiv ki beruchu alokim kol eila mibnei oved edom hema ubnei machem ish chayel bekoach la'avoda shishim v'shnaim la'oved edom. Right? Essentially, we see in conjunction with the mentioning of his Oved Edom, we see that he had eight children and they're all married and all the children had six kids. So that was the multiplicity of his children were the bracha that he received from the upkeep of the Aron. Amar Rabbi Avi Halevi Kol Hadochi Shasha Dochko. Anyone who tries to push the hour, I mean anyone who tries to take advantage, who's impulsive, takes advantage of the situation before it's properly ready, ultimately he gets pushed back by the time. And anyone who suppresses his will and lets the moment come, right? The hour is kind of is subject to his will. I mean, the hour treats him favorably. We see that from the story of Rabba and Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef Sinai Rabba Okaharim. Rav Yosef was a Sinai. That means he had an exceptional breadth of Torah. He knew every source there was to know. And Rabba was one of the most analytical minds, if not the most analytical mind of the time. It's two different models of Talmud Chacham. Itzricha lehu shata. Right? The hour called upon them. Shalchu lahatam, Sinai boker harim, ezmehem kodim. So they asked, well, we need a Rosh Shiva. Who's better to have as a Rosh Shiva? A Sinai or boker harim? Shalchu lehu Sinai kodim, shakol tzrichin lemare chatia. And the conclusion was that he said that a Sinai is preferable because everyone needs to know the sources. Everyone if you don't know the sources, then you can't even get started. So Rav Yosef would be the natural choice. And still, Rav Yosef did not accept the position of Rosh Shiva, the Amri Le, Kidilai Malchut, Tartin Shain Malach. Right, because the astrologers told him that you're going to be Rosh Shiva for 2 years and then you're going to die. Rabba Srim Tartin Shanin Malach, Rabbi Yosef Tartin Shanin Upalga. So Rabbah became the Rosh Shiva for 22 years, and then Rav Yosef was for 2.5 years, and then he passed away. Kohanach Shani, so he passed up on the opportunity, he passed up on the kavod, but ultimately what did that mean? He would have been Rosh Shiva for 2 years anyway, and then he would have passed away. Now he got to live for 24 additional years, 22 years of Rabbah's Malchut, of Rabbah's Rosh Shiva, and then 2 years of his own Rosh Shiva. Ultimately he got the honor that he wanted, meaning it's not like he wouldn't have been the Rosh Shiva at all. He got the honor that of being Rosh Hashiva, but he got to live an additional 22 years because he waited for his position. V'kol Tartin Shanin Malach Rabbah, Kohanach Shani de Malach Rabbah Afilu Umna Levete Lokara. And by the way, the 22 years that Rabbah was a Rosh Shiva, Rav Yosef refused to accept any kavod, meaning it would have been so easy for him to say, like, listen, he was the person that the nation asked to be the Rosh Shiva. He deserves all the kavod in the world, and he should accept the kavod. But just to show that he completely subjected himself to the kavod of Rabbah, as so as not to say, like, oh, I really deserve this kavod. I just kind of, you know, I let Rabbah have it. So he didn't take any kavod. He wouldn't even call a blood letter to his home, because the blood letter would be coming to his home to show him honor. And he said, I don't deserve any honor. I don't want to take any honor away from Rabbah. I passed up on the opportunity to be Rosh Shiva. And I'm not going to confuse the nation by thinking that I deserve any kavod at this point. Right, so why is it that when we have tzar, when we have suffering, right, we call it the name of Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, Elokei Avraham v'Yitzchak, and yet we don't say the God of Avraham and Yitzchak? Why isn't he the God of Avraham and Yitzchak here? Mikan lebalakura sheyikanes ba'ovya shalkura. Right? Because the owner of the beam needs to carefully consider how it's entering into the structure properly. What does that mean exactly? I mean, when you're the owner of the beam, you're responsible for its utility. So Yaakov Avinu, who was the father of Klal Yisrael, he is responsible, or he's the father of the Shvatim, he is responsible for the Shvatim ultimately becoming Klal Yisrael and ultimately succeeding as Klal Yisrael. He's more directly responsible for the Shvatim's development into Klal Yisrael than Avram Yitzchak is, because he's their father. And so because he is the father of the Shvatim, he's responsible for their success. So what do we say about him? That when Klal Yisrael is suffering and they're coming upon great distress, he is responsible for making sure that they make it out of this distress. So Yaakov has to daven for us. That's why we say, okay, Yaakov, because when we're in distress, Yaakov has to daven for us, because if we fail, ultimately that's on Yaakov, because he is directly our father. V'amar Riavi in Halevi, anyone who enjoys a meal together with a Talmud Chacham, it's like he's enjoying from the glow of a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Right, that Aaron and the elders of Israel came to eat bread with the father-in-law of Moshe before Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chilif ne'el ki machlu. Did they really eat before Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'alot v'nei Moshe achlu. No, they ate before Moshe. El lomar lecha kol ha'nehne mesuda sh'tamid chacham sh'arei b'tocho ki'ilu ne'ne mesiv shechina. Just to tell you that someone who eats a suda with a tamid chacham, it's like he eats before Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Rabbi Avi Nahalevi ha'niftar mechavero al yomar lo lech l'shalom. Lich bishalom, ela lich lishalom. When you leave your friend, don't say go bishalom. You should say go to shalom. Shahare Yitro shamar lo Moshe lich lishalom alavatzliach. Because Yitro said to Moshe lich lishalom, go to peace. The Moshe was very successful. David shamar lo avshalom lich bishalom halach v'nitla. But David, who said to Avshalom, go in peace, lich bishalom, ultimately, Avshalom was killed and hanged. V'amar Rabbi Avin Halevi Haniftar Minameit Lo Yomar Lech And someone who leaves the deceased should not say about the deceased that he should go to peace. Rather, you should say you should go in peace. As it's written that you should go to your fathers, meaning after your death, bishalom, in peace. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chia Hayotzim Beit Knesset V'Nichnas Beit Midrash V'Oseg B'Torah Zochev Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Someone who leaves the Beit Knesset and goes directly to the Beit Midrash, he goes from Tvila to Talmud Torah, he is Mekabel Pnei Shechina. He receives, he merits to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face. It's not a literal translation, but he merits a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Shneimar yilchu mechayel el chayel, someone who goes from one chayel to another chayel, one strength to another strength, referencing going from the Beit Knesset to the Beit Midrash. Yira el kim b'tzion, we'll see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Tzion. And this reference of the Beit Knesset to the Beit Midrash is about a kind of personal development within Talmud Torah, personal development within your pursuit of your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, whereas the Beit Knesset is where the Hamon Am is gathered, is where the nation is gathered, is where the Kinos is, where everyone is collected. So it's really someone who oscillates between concerning himself over the necessities of the community in the Beit Knesset and concerning himself over the necessities of himself in a Beit Midrash. Somebody goes back and forth between developing themselves personally and worrying about the community, developing themselves personally and worrying about the community. That is kind of the golden balance that needs to be struck in order to be mekabel pnei shechina, because someone who focuses only on the community, well, he's just not going to end up being the figure who the community needs, because he hasn't worked on himself enough. But someone who's only sitting and working on himself and only sitting and learning Torah and not concerned for the community, then the utility that should be coming from his endeavors is not even being used properly. Amar b'chia bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Tamidei Chachamim ein lahem menucha lo l'maaseh lo l'mahaba. Right, Talmidei Chachamim, Torah scholars, they have no rest, not in this world, not in the next world. Shneimar, Yilchu Mechayel El Chayel, Yireh Elokim B'Tzion. They're always going from one endeavor to the next. They never rest. They always go from the Beit Knesset to the Beit Midrash. They're always doing something important, and they're not gonna have any rest, not in this world, not in the next world. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim, increase peace in the world. Shneimar, as it says, V'chol Banecha Lomdei Hashem, that your children who learn about Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'Rav Shalom Banecha, right? And those who increase peace, your children. Al tikri banaich ela bonaich. Right? Very famous Gemara. Don't say banaich, your children, ela bonaich. Rather, your builders. If you recall what we said earlier about how al tikri, don't read this word, read that word, works. Right? This is a perfect example. Because why would we say don't read banaich ela bonaich? It says banaich. Why wouldn't we read banaich? Because it already says banaich three words earlier. In which case, it wants to hint to you something else. Right? And what does it want to hint to you? Not banaich ela bonaich, your builders. Shalom, meaning that your children who learn about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Talmidei Chachamim, they are your bonaich of shalom, right? They build peace in the world. Shalom rav Elohei Torahtecha ve'ein lama michshol. And similarly, a similar pasuk, that there is great peace to those who love your Torah, and the nation does not stumble. Yishalom b'cheilech shalvav amartayich, right? There will be great peace within your borders. Leman achev ra'ay adabra na shalom bach, right? In order for your brothers, your brethren, and your compatriots should be bringing peace to you. Leman beit Hashem elokecha vaksha tov lach. And for the sake of the house of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I will request good for you. Hashem oz lamo yiten, Hashem yivrech etamo b'shalom. And how do we finish that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless his nation with peace. So essentially what we see from all of these statements is the peace and the shalva and the shalom that the Talmidei Chachamim bring to the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the world because of their actions. Hadron Alach HaRoe V'Slik Alon Masechet Brachot. Big Mazal Tov to everyone who finished. Big Mazal Tov, especially if this is your first Siyum. I mean, listen, 2 months ago you may have had a dream to start Daf Yomi and think, okay, how far am I possibly going to get? And here we are on Siyum Day. It's very, very exciting. So tremendous Mazal Tov. If you did one Masechta, you can do a second Masechta, right? It never becomes more than one Daf a day. If you did it for 2 months, you can do it for 3 months and 4 months and 5 months. We can be making a Siyum on Masechet Shabbat, Yemir Tzashem, in another 5 months. Looking forward.